In the new movie comedy Carnage, two couples meet to discuss a playground fight between their sons. Jodie Foster and John C. Reilly play the parents of the boy who was hurt. Kate Winslet and Christoph Waltz play the parents of the boy who did the hurting. All four have either won Oscars or been nominated for them. So our movie critic Bob Mondello says, let the carnage begin.
It's all very civilized at first.
January 11th at 2:30 p.m.
You'll do your statement separately. This one's ours.
Four civilized New Yorkers calmly discussing the uncivilized behavior of their kids.
Following a verbal dispute in Brooklyn Bridge Park, Zachary Cowan, age 11, and armed with a stick, struck our son, Ethan Longstreet, in the face.
Armed?
You don't like armed? Michael, what can we say?
Carrying a stick, all right?
Carrying, yeah.
Carrying a stick.
See, entirely civil, even though Zachary's folks are a power couple, an investment banker and a corporate lawyer, while Ethan's are bleeding hearts, a liberal writer and a wholesaler. As one of them says at one point, we're all decent people. If only the kids could get along so well, which is what investment banker mom soon proposes to liberal writer mom.
I'll come over to your place at 7:30 with Zachary and we'll just let them talk it through. You don't seem convinced.
If Zachary hasn't acquired any accountability skills. They'll just glare at each other and it'll be disaster.
Accountability skills, Mrs. Longstreet? What are you talking about?
I'm sure your son is not a maniac.
Zachary is not a maniac.
Yes, he is.
Alan, don't be an idiot. Why are you saying that?
He's a maniac.
How does he explain what he did?
He won't talk about it.
Well, he should. He should talk about it.
Well, that's a lot of shoulds, Mrs. Longstreet. He should come here. He should talk about it. He should feel sorry. I'm sure you're much more evolved than we are. We're trying to get up to speed, but in the meantime, try to indulge us.
Aha, so that's where Zachary gets his temper. Maybe he is a maniac, swinging sticks at innocent kids. The thing is, every time you decide you've got a handle on who's what and how that must have influenced the boys, the script throws you a curve.
Do you know what they were arguing about? Because Ethan won't say a word.
Ethan wouldn't let Zachary be a part of his gang.
Ethan has a gang?
And he called him a snitch.
Did you know that Ethan had a gang?
No, but I'm thrilled to hear it.
Why are you thrilled?
Because I had one.
On Broadway, Yasmina Reza's comedy was called God of Carnage and was widely regarded as very funny, very efficient, four characters, one set, and very lightweight. It seemed a fine place to watch stars behaving badly if you couldn't find a revival of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf somewhere. Here, the lightness is amplified by the fact that stage unities are still being observed, one plot arc, one locale, one day. Director Roman Polanski has always been good at ratcheting up pressure with that kind of compression, everything happening on a yacht in Knife in the Water, for instance, or in an apartment in Rosemary's Baby. And since he filmed Carnage shortly after being released from 10 months of house arrest in Switzerland, it may have seemed second nature to restrict his cast almost entirely to a living room. But it does mean you're always aware you're watching filmed theater, a scripted pressure cooker where playability is being allowed to trump plausibility as theoretically cultivated adults morph into savages, civility to carnage in 80 minutes flat. I'm Bob Mondello.
And you are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.